Welcome to English Evening on China Business Radio. This is Song Ning. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声为您带来的英语之夜节目。Summer vacation is coming for so a lot of students they would take this time to take a break or going to a summer camp, for example. 暑假又要到了，很多学生呢可能会在暑假期间呢去这个旅游，放松一下身心。那我们来看看美国的这些孩子们，他们是怎么样度过自己的暑假的。The recession may have forced families to tighten their budgets, but many are still willing to send their children to expensive summer camps. 那么尽管呢美国前一段时间受到了这个金融危机的影响，但是很多家长们呢也是勒紧裤腰带送自己的孩子去非常昂贵的这个夏季的夏令营去进行锻炼。Nearly half of the prices of camps in the country are in Maine, which boasts beautiful beaches and lakes or scattered throughout New York, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Connecticut, according to the Forbes.com. A typical 7-week stay can cost more than like $10,000. 那么在美国呢，像非常最贵的这个夏令营呢，都是在像是缅因州，它有非常漂亮的海滩，还有这个河流。同时呢，像是在纽约呀、Pennsylvania， 像是那个 New Hampshire， 还有这个Connecticut 这些州呢，都是在其后的。那么一个典型的七天的这个7-week。七周的夏令营呢，大概要花�ial家长$10,000的这样的一个夏令营的这样一个费用。Like here, a boys' camp, Trip Lake Camp for girls, Colts Camp Laurel, or Girls Camp Vega, and a boys' camp Wildwood, which are all in Maine, have five-figure tuition fees, as this Rogita Lake or Girls in New York. The steep price tags reflect the constant updating and the refurbishing these elite camps too. And the last year's Laurel Salsa Camp near Portland, Maine, spent $1 million updating its kitchen and dining hall. The amenities at the camps are also top lines. 那么这$10,000其实花的也挺值的。像是去年呢，在这个缅因州的一个地区的这样一个非常精英的夏令营呢，他们就花了$1,000,000去更新自己的厨房，同时呢，还有这个孩子们睡觉的这个卧室。Camp Laurel has more than 30 sailboats and sailboards and on the Nautilus Rocker Hockey facilities. Taylor Hill Camp in Pennsylvania features a 9-hole professional golf course, and Camp Vega has an equestrian center, a tennis ranking program.For elite junior players and ski jumps on the lake. 我们看看，这个夏令营里面都有一些什么样的高级设施？像是在这个 Camp Laurel 里面呢，大概是有很多的这个滑板，可以让孩子们呢可以去这个滑冲浪啊，或者是这个滑雪啊都可以。那还有呢，像是在这个 Pennsylvania， 它叫一个 Taylor Hill 的这样的一个夏令营呢，它是有一个9洞的专业高尔夫的这样的一个场地，所以孩子们呢在小的时候就可以培养这个自己的这个运动才能。那像是在 Camp Vega 这个夏令营呢，他们会有这个马术的中心，可以让孩子们从小就培养这个骑士精神，还有 a tennis ranking program， 还有一些其他的一些精英的这个夏令营呢，有一些像网球啊，还有一些滑雪的一些项目。A rugged lake in theAdirondacks tennis enthusiasts are coached by the tennis Davis Cup team players is that we are sensitive to the needs of our children, co-owner of Laura Camps told the journalists, with worries over digital devices becoming too entwined in the children's lives, many of the camps prohibit the use of cell phones and the laptops to encourage kids to get to know each other and to develop some independence from their parents.Several camps named by Forbes.com have been run by the same family for generations, which makes it easier for camps to stay traditional. 那么其实为了保留这个夏令营的这种传统的价值呢，像很多的夏令营的一些这个都要求孩子们不许带手机，不许带笔记本电脑，要鼓励孩子们多互相接触，面对面的交流，培养自己的这个独立精神，离开父母的独立精神。 Although many of the camps are single sex, several of the slips into one branch, for boys and one for girls. The camp in Kent, Connecticut is separated to Kenwood Camp for girls and Kenmont for boys.With the two groups getting together for special events like July the 4th, fireworks, and only social occasions. Okay, so that's the American lifestyle of a summer camp for boys and girls in over there. So because despite the recession, they still, you know, families to tighten their budgets. But many are still willing to send their children to expensive summer camps. And speaking of students, and here... How about after they graduate from school and finding for a job? And a majority of final year students graduating this year are optimistic about their prospects after university, whether it's in a career or not, according to a survey. 那我们再来看看毕业之后孩子们的一些工作的前景怎么样。大多数的学生对于毕业后的工作前景呢，还是比较乐观的。3/4 of those asked said they would not rule out becoming a full-time career to be an elderly parent, and 32% of men said they would consider quitting their jobs to look after a child. Graduates hold very progressive attitudes when it comes to family, gender role, and work-life balance, but our workplaces and our tax system are not set up to reflect these views.The study of 1,312 students aged 25 or under was worried about in May for English lay insurance and also will contribute to a more detailed study that Demos is conducting over the summer. It found that this year's graduates are concerned about the impact of recession on their immediate futures. Half of thoseQuestions that their prospects of finding a job had decreased from when they first started at university. And despite this, they had an optimistic outlook about their careers, family life, and wider impact on society. 那么尽管呢受到金融危机的影响，在起初呢，很多的学生都会担心自己在毕业之后找不到一份好工作。但是大多数的人呢，对自己的未来还是比较有信心的，特别是工作呀、家庭生活呀。还有他们在社会的这个拓展方面都是非常有信心的。Someone said the vast majority started university before the economic downturn began to bite it. They still all be entering a working world hit by private and public sector job cuts. Half of those questioned have accordingly experienced a decrease in their prospects. However, students...For the most part, identified a good work-to-life balance as the most important factor in choosing a career, as opposed to only 15% that identified salaries as the most important factor in choosing a career. And the most students expected to earn starting salaries of £20,000 to £25,000, the study revealed.Yeah, so this is how it looks in the, you know, in the, for the students. Out of the rubble of the economy and labor market, graduates are of necessarily taking an increasingly creative and imaginative approach to building and shaping their lives after university. 那么对于很多的这个学生来说呢，毕业之后就是对于他们来说更重要的其实有一个创新精神，还有想象力，才是对他们今后呢有更好的这个选择的机会。Here and let's go to take a look at the other news. This one is related to your health. Giving up smoking can help reduce stress levels. Smokers often say they need a cigarette to calm their nerves, but a British study has found that chronic stress levels may go down after a person kicks the habit. 那么根据英国的一个调查报告显示呢。 戒烟呢其实是有助于减压的。一般来说呢，很多的这个抽烟者呢，他们说要抽一根烟的话呢，他们就会精神矍铄。但是呢，这个英国的调查其实否定了这一点。A study of 469 smokers who try to quit after being hospitalized for heart disease found that those who stayed away from cigarettes for a year reported a reduction in their perceived stress levels.Stress levels were essentially unchanged among heart patients who went back to smoking. 戒烟之后又重新抽烟的人呢，他们的这个压力的这个水平监测值呢，其实又升高了。According to the survey, the studies supported the theory that at least for some people, smoking actually contributes to chronic stress. Smokers often see cigarettes as a tool to manage stress.And ex-smokers sometimes return to smoking in the belief that this will help them cope with a stressful life event. And yet studies have shown that non-smokers tend to report lower stress levels than smokers do. The reason for that difference has been unclear, but it could mean that people vulnerable to stress are more likely to take up smoking. And the reason for that difference has been unclear, but it could mean that the people vulnerable to stress are more likely to taken up smoking. Okay, and that's the news about related smoking. Now let's take a break, listen to a song by Shurabib's Denial.
How can I tell?
That was Denial by Sugababes. And now let's move on to today's biz news. 接下来呢，我们来听听今天的财经资讯。First one.Macau's resident deposit up 0.5% in April. 今年4月份中国的澳门居民定期存款增长 0.5%。Macau's resident deposit for April 2010 went up by 0.5% over the previous month to 211.8 billion pesos, to Monetary Authority of Macau said recently. Of the total resident deposits,Pataka deposits declined by 0.8%, while Hong Kong dollar deposits and other foreign currencies deposits grew at rates of 0.5% and 2.2%, the agency said. Meanwhile, non-resident deposits increased by 0.5% month-to-month to 73.3 billion patakas, while public sector depositsdropped by 2% to 15.7 billion patakas, according to the agency. The total deposits for April with local banking sector rose by 0.3% from the previous month to 300.8 billion patakas. The share of patakas and Hong Kong dollar in total deposits were 22.3% and 46.4% respectively.Second one, Vietnam earns $1.8 billion from footwear exports in first 5 months. 前五个月，越南鞋类用品出口达到$180 million. Vietnam's export turnover of footwear in the first 5 months of this year went up 8.6% year-on-year to $1.8 billion. In May, the country pocketed $415.29 million from selling its footwear to the world market, an increase of the 10% compared to a month earlier, said the department. In the first 4 months, major importers of Vietnamese footwear were the European Union, United States, Japan, Mexico, and Canada. Through Vietnam's footwear exports recorded an increase in this period, local shoe makers are facing with obstacles resulting from rising prices of input materials and strict trade regulations imposed by some importers such as the EU, Peru, and Turkey. To boost stable growth and competitiveness in the global market, domestic businesses should focus on reducing costs, improving footwear design, and expanding exports market, said the local insiders. Okay, that was today's business news. And now, let's take a break, listen to a song, Lady by Kenny Rogers.
Lady, I'm your knight in shining armor, and I love you. You have made me what I am, and I am yours. My love, there's so many ways I want to say I love you. Let me hold you in my arms forevermore. You have gone. For so many years I thought I'd never find you. You have come into my life and made me whole. Forever, let me wait to see you each and every morning.Let me hear you whisper softly in my ear.
Lady by Kenny Rogers. Now let's move on to popular American. 那么接下来呢，我们来听听今天的流行美语。在今天的流行美语当中呢，李华和 Larry 到商店去买东西，看到巧克力正在减价出售，李华买了一大堆。那么今天李华会学到两个常用语，第一个是 chocoholic， 另外一个是 fix。
Whoa, Li Hua, I didn't know you were such a chocoholic. How are you going to eat all of that?
我看这巧克力多便宜啊，所以当然得多买一些咯。哎，你刚才说我是 chocoholic, 那是什么意思啊？是不是说我很爱吃巧克力？
A chocoholic, C-H-O-C-O-H-O-L-I-C, is someone who likes chocolate so much that they are practically addicted to it.
Oh,Chocoholic 还真的是指特别爱吃巧克力的人啊，可是我还没有到上瘾的地步了。哎 ，Larry， 喝酒成瘾的人在英文里面就是 alcoholic， 那 chocoholic 是不是跟 alcoholic 一样严重啊
？Don't worry, being a chocoholic isn't as serious as being an alcoholic. All you have to worry about is getting fat from eating so much candy.
我啊，确实是很爱吃巧克力。你要说我是 chocoholic 也没关系，不过我不会因为吃巧克力而发胖，因为我挺能控制自己，我一天啊只吃一两块。
I suppose that's reasonable. My mom is a real chocoholic too. It's easy to buy her a birthday present or a Mother's Day present. I just buy her a box of chocolates.
原来你妈妈也爱吃巧克力啊？哎，这样看来，好像大多数喜欢吃巧克力的人都是女的。你们男孩难道不喜欢巧克力吗
？Personally, I love chocolate, but I know a lot of guys who don't like it very much. I don't know why chocolate seems to be more popular among girls.
我也搞不清楚为什么女孩子要比男孩子更喜欢巧克力。哎，这样吧，我们啊可以做个调查，看看每个人每天吃多少巧克力，说不定能找出答案哦。
Hey, Li Hua, have you had your daily chocolate fix yet?
Chocolate fix? Fix 是修理的意思，修理巧克力。Larry, 你在说什么啊？
To get a fix, F-I-X, is to get a portion of something that you're addicted to and thereby relieve your craving. You're a chocoholic, so you need a chocolate fix once in a while.
Oh, fix 在这里不是修理的意思，你是指我每天都要吃巧克力，今天有没有吃了巧克力过了瘾的意思啊？那 Larry， 我知道你喜欢喝咖啡，我是不是能说每天早上你都需要 a caffeine fix？
That's exactly right. Once in a while, I need a chocolate fix too. I don't know why, but sometimes I really crave chocolate.
你有的时候也爱吃巧克力啊？这么说，你和我一样都是 chocoholic 咯。
I don't need to have chocolate every day, but I am guilty of needing an occasional chocolate fix.
哎呦。 原来你只是偶尔想吃巧克力呀、啊。哎，对了，回答你刚才的问题，我今天啊还没有过我的 chocolate 瘾呢。
Okay, then I have a suggestion. Let's go to Starbucks and get coffee and chocolate chip cookies.
哎，好主意耶！去喝咖啡，还吃带巧克力的点心，这样啊，你和我都可以解馋了。
We'll be getting a sugar fix at the same time too. It's a brilliant plan.
哎，等等，什么又是 sugar fix？
Well, some people crave sweet things in general, so they need a sugar fix. In addition, sugar gives you an extra boost of energy.
没错，有的人啊，每天都得吃甜的东西，不吃啊，就好像少了什么似的。你说糖还有提神的作用啊？这我倒是不知道。哎，既然如此，那好吧，我们快去咖啡馆喽。
Okay, that was today's popular American. 那么今天李华学到的第一个常用语 chocoholic 是指形容一个人爱吃巧克力到了成瘾的地步。另外一个是 fix 是形容词，指自己爱吃的东西过把瘾的意思。Okay, and that was today's English evening. Hope you liked that. And we're going to wrap today's program with a song by Alexander Berg, Bad Boys. See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
经济学。 欢迎来到酷屁经济学，今日茶点狗骨理论 Dogs of the Dow Theory。 狗骨理论是美国基金经理奥西金斯提出的，没精力没能力钻研股市的投资人，只要买进道琼斯工业指数中股息率最高的十只股票，再根据十强榜单每年刷新换仓，就能跑赢大盘。1975年到1999年，狗骨理论的投资回报高达18%，市场平均水平只有3%。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴，瑞士一波路表。